Turn with me, if you would, back to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. For a believer. For a believer. For one who has been made to know that he is an absolute sinner in the flesh. And one who has been made to know that the only hope of forgiveness that he could ever have before God is if God the Father chose to have mercy on him. And if God the Son died to redeem him. And if God the Spirit has called him and brought him back to the heavenly fellowship. That's what a believer believes. When we say a believer, that's what a believer believes. He or she believes that it was God's will and God's work and God's way. That's what a believer believes. For a believer, and I'll just go ahead and say that's who this message is to. This particular one is for believers. That's who I'm speaking to. For a believer who believes the words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God. There is no greater comfort than hearing and trusting these words of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no greater comfort than knowing by faith that he is speaking these words to me. No greater comfort. The end of verse 20. He said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I pray the Lord will speak that to our hearts. I pray He truly will. What comfort that brings. What peace that brings to the heart. And here's the reason why. It's because God's people know that in their flesh, we are all right now in the flesh. And God's people know that in their flesh, according to the desire of their own flesh and the will of their own flesh, they know that they said to him, I am not with you. They know they did. All of us by nature said, I reject you. That's hard to hear, isn't it? I want to be far away from you. I despise you. I am at enmity with you. That means I'm an enemy of you. I hide my face from you. I choose darkness over you. I choose sin over you. I choose damnation over you. I choose torment. I choose utter destruction over you. Every single one of God's children, I'm talking about God's children, every soul on earth, but I'm talking about God's children. This message is to believers. Every single one of God's children in the wickedness of their sinful flesh have cried, leave me alone. But God who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin. He quickened us together with Christ, and he said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. It's not your will be done. That's what he said in return. It's not your will be done. It's my will be done. I will receive you to myself. This is my will. You cannot have your way. He said in love and in mercy and grace. He said no. You cannot have your way. I'm going to receive you to myself. And I will be near to you. I will love you. And I will be your friend. I will shine the glorious countenance of my face on you. I will bring the light of the truth to you. I will save you from all of your damnation and from all of your destruction. And I will deliver you from the torment and the wrath to come. To every single one of God's people, he cries, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, I can't help it. I just love that. I love that. I cannot imagine a more comforting thought than that. That is a child of God's greatest desire. That's a child of God's greatest desire. To be with Christ. A child of God who has been given faith and given the Spirit of God and a new heart created in that child. That child wants to be with Christ. When God the Father draws a sinner to Christ, he draws that sinner by causing that sinner to fall in love with Christ. That's what he does. That's what he does. That's the draw. We say, no man can come except the Father draws him. That's the draw. He causes that sinner to fall in love with Christ. God's people fall in love with a person. They fall in love with a person. Do you know, or do you remember what it feels like to fall in love? You remember that? Can't get anything done because you can't stop thinking about the person. Love. You remember that? Just totally consumed. Can't get anything done because you're too tired because you stayed up too late last night. Didn't come home on time. Love. Stomach hurts. Heart aches. Love. Do you remember that? Your just stomach hurts. I wonder if she feels the same way about me that I feel about her. Love. That's the draw of the heavenly bride to her heavenly husband. It truly is. She says to him, and she means it, you have ravished my heart. And he says to her, all that I am, I give to you. All that I have, I give to you. I'll love you forever. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, if we are sinners, saved by the grace of God, with no hope in ourselves, and all hope in the blood that he shed to redeem us, all hope in everything that he gave and everything that he did to redeem us, if that's us, then I want us to read a few verses of Scripture together. And I want us to take some comfort in seeing and knowing that He is with us always. Always. He always has been. He always will be. He is right now. Right now. Even unto the end of the world. Turn with me first over to Psalm 23. Psalm 23, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Our brother Donnie read this at the graveside service yesterday, and it blessed my heart so much. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is so comforting to my heart. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is with me. Verse 2 says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." The green pastures and the still waters of His Word. Verse 3 says, "He restoreth my soul in Him." He continually reminds me that He's with me by restoring my soul again in Him, back to Him. Verse 3 says, "He leadeth me in paths of righteousness, His own righteousness, for His name's sake." Now David said in verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." You are with me. He said, even though death is all around me, and even though I'll have to walk through that dark valley myself, if the Lord doesn't return, He said, "I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." He said, that's my comfort in it. That's my comfort in it. You're with me. For true believers on the Lord Jesus Christ, those who have been caused to just cast their all on Christ, and God's people know what that means because they do. They are at an empty place. The Lord will bring them to an empty place in themselves, by themselves, an alone and empty place where they have nothing left but to cry, "I need You. I cast my all on You." As we watch our dear brethren pass through this valley of death, and when that very moment comes to us, we can take comfort in knowing that our Lord has said, "I will be with you. I will be with you." The Lord Jesus Christ is with us. We passed through spiritual death with Him on the cross of Calvary. And because of that, He will pass through temporal, physical death when that time comes. He'll pass through it with us. We pass through that eternal death with Him. So He'll pass through that physical death with us. Sometimes we call it the river of death. Well, Isaiah 43 says, our Lord there said, "When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you." They're not going to. I'll be with you. That brings so much comfort to know that He's going to be with us. In that very moment, He will be with us. As long as He's there, there will be nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. There will be no sting. There will be no pain. There will be no sorrow. There will only be joy. There will only be peace. there will only be comfort knowing He's with me. He's with me. He's with us in that moment. Look with me, if you would, at Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verse 13, it says, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." Now look at verse 17. "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with you." I am still with you. He is with us in this life, the life that we live on this earth. Every morning when we wake up, He is with us. Every morning we wake up to Him. We wake up to His goodness. We wake up to His mercy. Every morning when we wake up, we're still with Him. Turn with me over to Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations 3, verse 21. It says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." Our Lord is with us not only in death, but in this life we live on earth. Every single morning, we wake up every morning to His brand new mercy. Every single morning, brand new. Turn with me to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Boy, I love this portion. He said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee." Could anybody use a little strengthening? He said, "I will." That means He will. If He says, "I will," He will. "I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Verse 13, he said, For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. That is so precious. That's so precious. Verse 14, he said, Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and you men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Our Lord is with us in all of our afflictions, and we have so many. So many. He is with us in every one of them. We will have to endure them. We will have to endure them. But he said, while you do, I'll sit right beside you, and I'll hold your right hand, saying unto you, Fear not, this is me. I'll sit beside you the whole time, saying, Fear not, I'm doing this. Fear not, this is for your good. I know you don't understand it, but this is for your good. Fear not, this is for the furtherance of my gospel. You keep praying that I will call my sheep to myself. Lord, have mercy. Lord, save your people. I'm doing it. Fear not, this is for the good of the church. And I'm going to help you through this, and I'm going to make you glad in the end. Fear not. Fear not. In every affliction, in every trial that we go through, He's with us. He's with us. Even in those moments when we don't know He's there, we usually don't. Even in those moments when we feel like He's so far from us, oh, He's so far from us. He said, at all times, in all moments, I'm with you. I am with you always. Always. And he says, if you want to know that it's so, you can hear my voice and my word. I'll keep telling you over and over. Just open my word. I'll tell you again. I'm with you. I'm with you. To every sinner who is in need of his Savior, Christ says, because you're mine, I'm with you always. Now look with me at Luke 23. Luke 23, verse 33 says, And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss, without any cause of his own. Only because of his love and because of his grace and his heart of mercy that he had for us, he made himself to be with us on the cross of Calvary. Everybody said, pull yourself down. Save yourself. Everybody said, save yourself. Everybody. Save yourself. Save yourself. He said, no, I'm going to save them. I'm hanging here with them. He made himself to be with us on the cross of Calvary. He united himself with us in all the feeling of our infirmities, all of our griefs, all of our sorrows, all of our sin. He was with us, bearing all that judgment. Just like when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into that fiery furnace, and Nebuchadnezzar said, I thought we threw three men in there. He said, I see four. And he said, one of them looks just like the Son of God. Our Lord was with His people when they endured the fiery judgment of God. And because He was, they have no hurt. Their garments are spotless. They don't even have the smell of that judgment on them. Because He burned in the furnace for them, God's furnace with them, they all have walked out of the judgment in perfect righteousness, perfect victory, bearing that sweet-smelling savor of Christ, every one of them. Our Lord Jesus Christ is with His people in death, leaving this world. He is with His people in life. He is with His people in affliction and trial. And He was with His people in their judgment. Therefore, this thief on the cross right here said in Luke 24, verse 42, he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. He said, because I was with you in all of these things, you're going to be with me. All because I chose to be with you, you're going to be with me in paradise. He said in John 17, Father, I was with them. Because of that, my desire is that they might be with me. I was with them where they were, so that they could be with me where I am. I honestly can't think of any greater comfort than knowing that our Lord is with us always. With us always, even unto the end of the world. And when the end of the world comes, He said, I'm with you until the end of the world. And when the end of the world comes, that's just the beginning of us being with Him. I'll be with you to that point, and then at that point, you'll be with me. Pray the Lord might comfort our hearts with those words. All right, let's all stand together.